from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios on Memorial Day 2017. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. Well, May is Beef Month, and the summer grilling season is here. Minnesota Beef Council Executive Director Karen Schaefer says they like to promote beef, actually, all year long.
Beef is obviously something we're talking about when it comes to grilling and summertime favorites. But, you know, we also talk about beef year-round and how it can be a versatile protein that can be used any day of the week, you know, in a convenience setting where you're trying to get a meal on the table fast that's healthy and good for your family. But then also it seems to be that beef is a special occasion item as well. You want to celebrate with beef. You want to have your friends over and you want to, you know, do a great, you know, ribeye steak on the grill. For Christmas time, we often talk about prime rib roasts and how that's a crowd pleaser and just kind of something that really impressed your guests, and you want to show off your skills, and beef really allows you to do that.
While the grocery store is full of choices for today's consumer, including at the meat counter, Schaefer says the beef industry is highlighting some new cuts of beef.
You'll see some cuts in the grocery store that you maybe aren't familiar with. The Denver cut is a popular one that I'm seeing in the Midwest. Sometimes things take a little longer to come on to trend in the Midwest. Another popular cut that's been around on the West Coast for years and years is the tri-tip steak. And we're seeing that in more and more grocery stores, and that is an extremely versatile cut, and it works really well on the grill. A lot of these cuts that you maybe haven't heard of before are more affordable options.
Recent studies show that most families don't think about what they'll have for supper until about 4:30 in the afternoon, which means there's a big demand for convenience in the beef industry. Well, they've responded.
So I think it's a matter of merchandising the cuts to kind of fit that lifestyle. People want to grab and go kind of a whole meal solution. So maybe having some of the fajita fixings right next to those specific steaks. Or, you know, having the pre-cut kebabs already skewered in the meat case, which we see a lot in most grocery stores or meat markets, so that someone can take that and run home and grill it that night and have a great supper. So I think it's been a great opportunity for retailers to kind of showcase beef products differently. And I think consumers are really receptive to that. It takes the work out of them having to prepare it, and then also it becomes kind of a more eye-appealing way to market the product.
Well, still today, the biggest mistake is made by overcooking beef.
A lot of times the biggest mistake people make at the grill is they overcook their meat, and they don't consider that there's carryover cooking that happens. So if you would like your steak to be medium well, you're going to have to take it off when it's about medium temperature and let it continue cooking when it gets off the grill. So take that time, soak up the outdoors, just babysit that steak, and you'll be really impressed with the outcome.
Well, that's Karen Schaefer, Minnesota Beef Council Executive Director. Well, it is Memorial Day, so why not cook up some beef over the Memorial Day holiday? And you can do that over noon hour, or you can do it for supper tonight, as a matter of fact. And, of course, being from the Midwest, it's dinner is at noon, supper, that's the evening meal. So, you know what? I'd just as soon have it for supper rather than dinner. It's a little hot outside when you're trying to grill. So make sure you get that taken care of. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back on this Memorial Day, we're going to talk about scouting corn for rootworm pressure, something you really like to do on Memorial Day. That's coming your way next.